The initial 2015 recommendations included reassigning increased community police officers to places deemed violent crime hotspots. Instead, the community policing unit was disbanded. Wilmington Police Chief Bobby Cummings maintains community policing is a philosophy all officers should be involved in, not limited to a separate unit. But Councilwoman Bob Williams is concerned under that approach, warm areas could become hotspots.
And then you're not going to get the resources until it has become the hotspot, and then it's too late. The crime's already there, and folks have become frustrated. So what I was asking the chief is, how are we going to manage a warm spot to keep it warm, and anything that's not even remotely close to being warm to still get the coverage?
Maria Pepe spoke out about just that, her concern for areas like the one in which her parents and brother live are getting worse. Her brother, Michael Ferretti, was held up at gunpoint just a few days ago.
It wasn't forced entry. They just walked through the back door. They knocked my dad down. They came into where the dining room where I was sitting with a gun in my face. And they threatened to kill me. They made me lay down on the floor in the living room in front of my mom. My mom and dad are both disabled. Neither one of them could really get up and defend themselves or me.
Pepe says officers need to better communicate with residents about what's happening in their communities. Cummings reassured that they have the technology through a mapping program called CrimeView to view when areas heat up and respond. He says the program is monitored on a weekly basis. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.